Not that cricket. Yes, it's happened, ladies and gentlemen. Yes, it's happened. Zimbabwe are winners of a gold medal in cricket for the first time ever that has ever happened. It was the first ever edition of the African Games to have a gold medal. This is the Clubhouse End Podcast. My name is Larry Quiridai. It is the podcast that gets you as close as possible to the game in Zimbabwe. Now, I had a chat with the coach, Walter Chawaguta, and to ask him about his reaction. And this is what he had to say.
Hi there, it's Eddie Byram here from Glamorgan Cricket Club in the UK. Okay. And you're listening to the Clubhouse End Podcast.
Coach, jubilant times, just won the first ever cricket gold at the African Games. What is the feeling?
Oh, no, it feels great to be part of history and to be part of a team that's doing well, that's on the rise. Very impressed with the way the girls have their composure, showed good temperament today. Defending 113, which I didn't think was enough. Francisca was fantastic today, both in the main match and the super over as well. Very, very happy, and I think that I do believe this will hold us in good stead going forward, because I do believe that winning is a habit, and I'll say to the ladies that we've got to get used to putting ourselves out of sticky situations, and I think today is just hopefully an opportunity for them to realize that it can be done. It doesn't matter how down and out you
get. There seems to be, I can say, a never say die attitude in this team. Where does it come from?
Generally, I think you'll find that this crop of players generally fight hard. They play hard. I think there are times when our skills may fail us, but I don't think I've ever doubted their temperament and their desire to do well. Once we find this momentum, we'll find everything coming right. It's no small surprise that we would do as well as we did today. So, and like I say, we're building on that, and hopefully this will inject a sense of belief in them as we go forward to play PNG and the qualifiers a few months from now.
You won the title, but what do you think you need to work on, especially as we go towards the global qualifier?
Just a little concerned with our batting, particularly in the power play. It's not a skill issue. I do believe that we've worked hard technically to prepare the players and get them ready. And I think it's a question of now just backing their skills, backing their preparation. I think we've been particularly slow in the power plays, and I'd like to see them express themselves a bit more and understanding their roles and be able to execute those roles well. And I think that's very important. So that would be an area, and I think our catching can improve. I think we're still putting down chances, especially in key moments. And I do believe that as we move to the next level in terms of the games that we play, I do believe that the good science can make us pay for that. So our catching just needs to improve a bit more. Certainly the way we play in the power play, our power hitting in the power play, and the back end of our innings, those are two areas that I do believe that we need to continually work on to make ourselves a bit more efficient.
And finally, what do you have to say to the fans after this historic moment?
Yeah, this game needs the fans. Where would we all be without our fans? And I know that when we don't do well, they come down hard at us as coaches and as players. Yeah, but it's good to just be able to put up a few smiles in the faces of our fans. It's just for me, it's just to say to the fans that they. Just be patient with us. We are still a work in progress. We're trying to build a bigger pool of players from which we can select from. Because many a time, once we lose 2-3 players in our top five, and we haven't had credible replacements lately. So, but that's something that we're working towards. If we can just get our players, get a few more players, especially in the batting department, because I think the bowling has been good. I think we've got resources. Using resources especially in the pace bowling department, but it's just in the batting. We're working on that. We're working on creating a bigger pool. That's going to take some time. But for now, just to say to the fans, thank you very much for supporting us, and we will try the best as we can to answer to the call and be as professional, as good as we possibly can, and keep churning out positive results every opportunity.
So that is the Zimbabwe Women Cricket Team Head Coach Walter Chawaguta speaking to me about what the feeling was, and yeah, some really good gems right there. But big news, Zimbabwe Cricket, the governing body of cricket in Zimbabwe, has given the girls, along with the staff, a bonus of $80,000 that's going to be shared between the players and the staff. So shout out to them. The MD, in speaking of the win that took place, said, and I want to read, on behalf of the Zimbabwe Cricket Board, management and staff, I wish to congratulate the entire team on the terrific job that they have done to win gold at the 13th African Games in Ghana. We followed all your action with immense pride and excitement as you recorded 5 victories in 5 matches, including the final against South Africa, to become the first ever cricket champions at the Continental Multisport event. This historic feat is clearly a result of your hard work, passion and dedication, and all of you can be proud of the well-deserved accomplishment. Congratulations once again, and thank you for bringing so much joy to our hearts. And I say once again, congratulations. The men now head out, and we're hoping that they're also going to replicate what's happened with the ladies. The ladies are back on Friday, so they'll be back at 14:35 at the Robert Mugabe International Airport in Harare. Head out there if you want to, or if you can, and just give them a hero's welcome. They definitely deserve it. This is the Clubhouse AM podcast. Make sure you subscribe on whatever platform that you get your podcasts. This is Google podcast, Spotify podcasts, Apple podcasts, anywhere that you get your podcasts, and stay connected. And every time an episode comes up, you get connected. My name is Larry Kuredai, as I say, from where I come from. I'll see you, Luisa Sevenza. Take care of yourself.
Thanks for listening. We hope you enjoyed the show.